Tim O'Donnell, California is a must-win state for
Boys
Al Gore, but so Republicans say George W. Bush can carry it. And it's because of poll by
guy.
A nonpartisan
right
organization
now,
finds Gore's lead over Bush is being eroded
mind.
By
you know, I'm
Ralph
really a
Nader.
Liberal. I've been
Nader's
all my
support
life.
Is also strong in the Pacific Northwest, and ABC's John Baskin says that's why Gore's there today.
The vice president is hoping to draw a green line in Oregon and Washington State to portray himself as the greenest candidate, the one best suited to protect the environment here in the Pacific Northwest, better even than Ralph Nader, who some Democrats fear will siphon off environmental votes from Vice President Gore.
A more energized George W. Bush continues to do his campaigning in the Midwest, and he is stepping up his criticism of Gore. ABC's Ann Compton's with the Bush campaign in Des Moines.
With the race so tight and only 2 weeks to go till Election Day, Bush's rhetoric seems sharper, more focused, and certainly more directly aimed at Vice President Al Gore. Bush is calling Gore the status quo, someone who has frustrated real reforms in Washington. In fact, Bush claims Gore is running for the job of obstacle in chief.
The nation's airports could get safer. The House has voted to require more training and background checks for all airport screeners and those with access to secure areas. And more luggage will have to be checked by explosive detection devices rather than just a few bags chosen at random. Her doctor says Liza Minnelli's recovering from a potentially deadly inflammation of the brain. ABC's Andrew Colton tells us she's hospitalized in Florida.
The 54-year-old singer and actress fainted on October 8th. Paramedics rushed her to a Fort Lauderdale hospital, thinking she had a stroke. They released her days later, but she was readmitted on Thursday. Although weak right now, doctors say she is recovering and should be just fine.
You're listening to ABC News.
Being a fly on the wall has never been more fun. Just tune in to Home and Garden Television on Tuesday nights for Weekend Warriors as we showcase the good, the bad, and the ugly as brave do-it-yourselfers take on their own home improvement projects. And on Going Home, you'll see people return to their hometown for special occasions. Reality television? HGTV's been doing that for years. Watch and see what all the buzz is about Tuesday nights at 10, 9 Central. HGTV. Imagine what you can do.
Look. Coming over the horizon, it's four wheels of fuel-injected, two-door convertible cup-holding hardtop, air-conditioned, four-door stereophonic pleasure. For rent? That's right. Now it's rental cars from Priceline.com. Just log on, choose the rental car that's right for you, name your own price, and then drive, mi amigo. Drive.
Now you can name your own price for rental cars at Priceline.com.
It'll be as if the Gophers never made the Final Four after 63 important pages are officially released tomorrow. 3 minutes now after 9 o'clock, I'm Kelly Guest for the Talk Station. The NCAA will release its report on the academic cheating scandal in the University of Minnesota men's basketball department officially tomorrow afternoon. A source is telling KSTP tonight that the league will not ban the Gophers from postseason play, and the report commends the U for its own investigation and sanctions. Our source does say that the NCAA is stripping the university of at least some of its team records and performances in the 90s. That means the 1997 Big Ten title and Final Four appearance will be erased from the record books, so it'll be like it never happened. The Anoka County Coroner said today that Donna Mimbach, her husband Todd, and their three children were cut and beaten to death. Police found the Mimbachs dead in their Lina Lakes home last Thursday. Lawrence Dame could be charged with those murders as early as tomorrow. 5 years ago, Dame was convicted of assaulting Ronald Brisbane. Brisbane was concerned to hear that Dame was on the run because the last thing Dame said to him was, "This isn't over."
He sliced my throat, and then he reached into the wound to grab my windpipe. He wanted me dead.
Dame was released last February for that attack. He was supposed to go through a mental evaluation, but the hospital he went to never admitted him. 62 degrees now in the Twin Cities. I'm Kelly Guest for AM 1500, KSTP.
There is a spirit in all of us, searching for something outside the pattern structure of daily life, a side that longs to be confronted by the wilds of the natural world. Find it, and there are no limitations. All you need is desire and the right equipment. At your Northland Ford Outfitter, we have the biggest selection of the best-built, best-selling, farthest-reaching sport utility vehicles on the planet. Take a journey in a rugged Explorer Sport with shift-on-the-fly four-wheel drive. Test your endurance in a sport track an SUV with the versatility of a pickup, or just get off the beaten path in the vehicle with the name that says it all, the all-new Ford Escape. Discover your spirit of adventure, and there are no boundaries in a 2001 Sport Utility Vehicle from your Northland Ford Outfitter. Just where on earth do you think you're going?
I'm Edward James Olmos. We all want to rent or own a home of our dreams. But thousands of families in America are unfairly denied that dream every year. Why? Because of skin color, nationality, a disability, or even the size of their family. It may be in your face or subtle, but it's still housing discrimination. And it's illegal. Get the facts. Learn your rights. Call HUD at 1-800-669-9777. HUD is on your side.
When children try your soul, as they will, when they cause you grief, as they do, when they rouse your anger and provoke you to wrath, as is their way, when they reduce you to tears and prayers, as often happens, love them. Don't bother about anything at all until you have first made clear to yourself that your love for the child in question is holding firmly, swelling warmly in your heart. Then, whatever you do will be as nearly right as it is possible for human judgment to be. Those are the words of Angelo Patti, a 19th century educator. Good advice for any 21st century parent. If you would like a copy of his advice, go to the Kiwanis International website at servingchildren.org. Kiwanis clubs have been reaching out to help children and their parents since 1915. That website again is servingchildren.org.